If you're like me, you've always wanted diamond stud earrings, but the price and the fear of losing them has stopped you. Last Valentine's Day, this deal was so hot, it sold out midweek. Earrings for only $79. These earrings are made by Eden Pure's sister company, Lindenwold Fine Jewelers. This offer is only good for this week, and shipping is guaranteed before Mother's Day. Go to diamondxl.com and save $120 with code word Howie Diamond. Shipping is free.
Strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
When it comes to inflation, there's not much the president can do about it.
There's not much that he can do about it, but at the same time, people's perception, and that's what's important.
You blur your eyes like you're staring straight through the picture, and you keep your eyes unfocused.
Yeah!
Things are not getting better.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
And the occasional, at least with my young grandson, it's only two, the occasional, there's Easter Bunny. A little startled sometimes.
Well, I turned around, and here was this big six-foot rabbit leaning up against a lamppost.
Joy and the laughter is something that has been a wonderful tradition.
Today, Junior!
Can you, here,
can I read backwards?
Go ahead.
Brown bear, what do you see? I see a bird looking at me.
Take a look. It's in a book, a reading rainbow.
Swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. We have a lot planned here this hour, and I'm glad you're with us here on Easter Monday. And I think the first thing I want to get into is the decision by a federal judge, a Trump judge, as she's called, in Tampa, Florida, to throw out the mask mandate on public transportation, including airlines, also including buses and trains. So that's thrown out. No word from the Justice Department, from the Brandon administration, on whether or not they're going to try to get this decision overturned. And this apparently dates back from a suit by two women from last summer saying that they didn't want to wear masks anymore. It was causing them undue anxiety, et cetera, et cetera. And the judge issued a 59-page decision today and said that, a partial remedy, i.e. letting them not wear masks, was not a remedy at all. So she just struck the entire national mandate, which I think we all agree is pretty much unnecessary. I think most sane people would agree it's unnecessary. I just wanted to there are new studies coming out all the time about what these lockdowns and these mask mandates and the social distancing. It was a disaster across the board, including all the relief operations, which led to just a massive social dislocation. People like the excess deaths from other comorbidities, as they're called, has increased dramatically. People didn't get cancer testing. People didn't get treatment for heart disease, for diabetes. Kids have been warped probably for decades, if not for their entire life, by not having any social interaction. Not even being able to learn how to react to their age cohorts, the way all of us did, because we could see everybody's face. It's just it was a disaster, and the fraud and the increase in welfare. I mean, welfare is a drug, just like any other drug, and it's hard to break the habit, as we're seeing now with all these people that have just gotten used to having not having to pay the rent, not having to go to work, getting extra unemployment, getting paid to produce illegitimate children that they have no means of support for, getting twice as much for food stamps as they did before. The whole thing has been a complete fiasco across the board, and they won't admit it. That's the thing that gets me. I guess that's human nature. You don't want to admit it. And the Democrats are still in. They like it because The Democrats are all in for the deep state, for Big Brother. They Dr. Fauci is their hero. They love the guy. But I have here a study. This is one state, and it's one of the worst states, but it's a pretty typical state, especially among the blue states. It's Minnesota, Governor Tim Walz. He's one of the worst. And they, according to the statistics that came out last week, Minnesota had some of the worst results overall. So this guy, Greg Poles is his name. He was a longtime general counsel of TCF Financial Corporation. He's a researcher, basically. And he did a deep dive. I know that's a cliche, but he did a deep dive into the 10,900 death certificates in Minnesota since 2020 that had COVID on them, just to see what really happened. Again, here's the headline, the top headline of the 10,903 death certificates. Taylor, would you care to guess how many just said COVID only with no comorbidity out of 10,903?
I'd say around about 300.
That's close. 291.
That was very close.
291. 2.67% of them had no comorbidities listed. And this is in a state that had a lockdown beginning in March of 2020, 2 years ago, there was a lockdown going on. The governor, Tim Walz, he's a Democrat, slobbering lib. He announced that 74,000 Minnesotans would die. 74,000 if there was no lockdown. Even if there was a lockdown, he said, 50 to 55,000 would die. And again, it was actually 291. In truth, for the vast majority of us, this is this guy's study, COVID-19 did not pose a serious risk of death. The very young and adolescents had virtually no risk of death. Young adults also had little risk of death. I mean, we all know this, but these are actually the numbers now that most places have declared VC Day, victory over COVID. So we can start looking back at the numbers and just see how catastrophic, how calamitous these lockdowns were, how badly the politicians and the so-called public health experts misplayed this. Despite this knowledge, and again, we've all had this knowledge, at every stage of the quote-unquote pandemic, fear was promoted. We never heard that children were not at serious risk of death. Rather, the governor and the teachers' union closed the schools, and the death of any young person was shouted from the mountaintops. I tweeted it out every week when it was available in Massachusetts, how many young people were dying, which was to say no young people were dying. And finally, they just stopped putting those statistics on the dashboards because they realized it was going against the narrative to tell the truth. They would rather just print the false, they printed the false numbers, you know? Just like when they had too many nursing home numbers, one day you had 9,000 dead in Massachusetts in the nursing homes, the next day it was 5,500. That was their commitment to following the science, political science. We never heard that unless you had other illnesses or were aged and infirm or severely obese, your risk of death from COVID-19 was minimal. Instead, worry was marketed every step of the way. It was panic porn 24/7 in all the media, together with the shaming of anyone who dared to disagree. The mitigation efforts that resulted, meaning the lockdowns, the mask mandates, the school closings, the church closings, the everything closings, have resulted in lower childhood vaccination rates, adverse cardiovascular disease outcomes, far fewer cancer screenings, and negative impacts on mental health. Okay, so there are 10,903 of these death certificates in Minnesota. This analysis confirms the conclusion that the vast majority of our population was not at serious risk of death from COVID-19 and that the campaign of fear and intimidation was simply wrong. We begin with comorbidities. A comorbidity is a disease or medical condition which affects the primary condition. We all know what that means, though. We found that almost 7 of 10 death certificates listed at least 3 comorbidities. 5 out of 10 death certificates listed at least 4 comorbidities. 3.5 out of 10 death certificates listed at least 5 comorbidities. And 20% of death certificates listed at least 6 comorbidities. 6! And again, only 291 of the 10,903 certificates were COVID only. Most of those individuals who died with COVID-19 were not healthy, and many were extremely unhealthy. The average age in 2020 for death from COVID was 81. 20% of Minnesotans listed by the state as COVID deaths were over the age of 90. 1 out of 5 over the age of 90. 50% were over the age of 80. 74% over the age of 70. You know how many COVID deaths occurred in people under the age of 20, Taylor? Would you care to guess?
0?
8. 8. Only 209 under the age of 40. And by the way, the CDC has also reported that more than 50% of those who were hospitalized with a diagnosis of COVID-19 were obese. Unless you were aged and had several serious medical conditions or were severely obese, you had very little risk of dying from COVID-19. This is just Minnesota. We should tweet this out. This is Alpha News. We'll tweet it out for you so you can read it. This is just one state, but I think the statistics pretty much apply across the board, at least in the blue states. The Whitmer, Pritzker, Charlie Parker, Gina Raimondo, Cuomo, Hochul, Murphy, Hogan-type states, in other words. Due to incredible demand, Eden Pure is extending the Diamond XL special until Sunday, April 24th. Every girl dreams of having a stunning pair of diamond earrings, but the price and fear of losing them stop many people from buying them. Last Valentine's Day, this deal was so hot it sold out midweek. Don't hesitate. You can get a 1-carat stunning diamond alternative pair of earrings for just $79. That's right. Each one is 1 carat, making it a total of 2 for only $79. The quality is amazing. A regular diamond has 58 facets, but this Diamond XL earring has 106. This gives you more sparkle, more brilliance, and more beauty than a genuine diamond. Grace has a pair, and she can't get over how real they look.
I'm actually wearing them right now, Howie. I love these earrings. They're light, I get so many compliments on them. And my favorite part is I'm not afraid to wear them out, because if you're wearing real diamond studs out, you're probably going to be nervous you'll lose one. But with these, it's the same amount of compliments, the same amount of sparkle, but just for a much more reasonable price.
It's a great gift for Birthers Day. Wouldn't you agree, Grace? These earrings are made by Eden Pure's sister company, Lindenwold Fine Jewelers. They've been in business for 54 years and have more than 8 million satisfied customers. You have a choice between silver or gold vermeil. They come in a beautiful black velvet gift box. Don't forget your birther, also known as mom. You will be a favorite this Mother's Day. This offer is only good for this week. We've extended it now for another week, and shipping is guaranteed before Mother's Day. Go to diamondxl.com and save $120 with code word Howie Diamond. Shipping is free. That's diamondxl.com, code word Howie Diamond. I'm Howie Carr.
He doesn't do this just for the money.
It's also my pleasure to see to it that decent, hardworking people in this community aren't robbed blind by a pack of money-mad pirates just because they haven't anybody to look after their interests.
Howie Carr will be right back.
I've heard about you.
What have you heard, Shane?
I've heard that you're a low-down Yankee liar.
Howie Carr is back.
Today's poll question is brought to you by Perfect Smiles. Don't be fooled by imposters with similar names. If you're unhappy with your smile, you need to visit Dr. Bruce Houghton in Nashua. Call 1-844-A-PERFECT-SMILES, 1-844-A-PERFECT-SMILE, or visit perfectsmiles.com. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
What do you call a pregnant woman? An expectant mother, a mother-to-be, or a birther?
By the way, Mara Healy, hold it, Healy, the Attorney General of Massachusetts, calls them birthers. Not black birthing people. She calls someone today a black birther. I call them an expectant mother.
66% say expectant mother, 31% say mother-to-be, and 4% say birther.
All right. Oh, man, a texter just told me, said you ought to check out the Globe comment section about the mask mandate being struck down on the planes. It came out about less than 2 hours ago, I think, and there's already 240 comments. They're crazy. The first one I saw with a Ukrainian flag, that's usually a dead giveaway. It's I don't know why they're still, commenting on the message boards of the Globe when they could be joining the Man Bun Brigade and fighting over there against the Russian tanks. But this Ukrainian flag says, "We fly Saturday. Damn you, Judge. Glad we got our second booster." Second, that means they got four shots. "We'll be sad, but it's those around us that worry me." Well, if you've got four boosters, just put on a mask. Just put on another mask. What are you afraid of? You got all the damn boosters? What's the problem? Pete, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Pete.
Hey, Howie. You know when Ronnie Reagan crushed PATCO, the air controller?
Union.
Right?
They endorsed him, too.
The union.
Yeah.
Yeah. What, you know what he should have done, Howie? We also should have went full forward, face game on, and crushed the teachers' union. These teachers, the whole public damn sector, they have used this to this crisis as an excuse. That's
as a vacation.
All about.
It's been a vacation.
Exactly. Exactly, Howie.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And they want to keep the vacation going. And the private colleges like Columbia and Barnard, there's an editorial about it in the New York Post. They got rid of the masks on March 14th. And now they put them back in. But again, nobody who's going to those private schools, Columbia and Barnard, is dying. Nobody's going to die, okay? Unless they weigh 500 pounds. And if they weigh 500 pounds, they probably didn't go to Columbia in the first place. So why do you have to start wearing masks again, other than as a mark of submission to the deep state? That's all it is. Thanks for the call, Pete. Dave, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dave.
Hey, Howie, great show. Another thing about this, I don't think looking carefully enough at the financial rewards of this, because we're, big farm in the pockets of Washington, and the billions just within the shots alone are immense. And then you look at the mask industry, this has turned companies around in terms of, again, the B word, the billions. And I remember actually last year reading a small article about a warehouses that were filled with masks that weren't being used.
Right. And now they've made all these vaccines and nobody's taken them, Dave, because if they're not being forced to, who the hell's going to take another vaccine? They don't seem to work, and B, they might even make you sicker. So why would you want to take a chance?
Well, stay tuned for the next panic-driven need for more billions of dollars to be made by Big Farm to create a need. Same thing, look at the masks. The masks weren't making enough money, so they come out with a K9 mask or whatever it's called. There's a correlation between the big money here, the greed of Washington, and the loss of sight of humanity.
I know, and also the fact that the Democrat constituencies that are benefiting from all the welfare programs, and yes, the welfare fraud that's going on with PPP and PUA and all the rest of these things, that's the core Democrat constituency, the non-working classes. They got rich off of this thing. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
I think we better get some grief counselors over to the Boston Globe message boards. I mean, they are just melting down. They're all announcing, I plan to keep wearing my mask. Good for you. Good for you. Why don't you wear one for me, too? And wear one for the mailroom manager, because she's not going to be wearing one either. And you can wear a fourth one for Grace, because she's not going to be wearing one, nor is Taylor. So just put on five masks, one for yourself and one for the other four of us. How does that sound, Grace?
That sounds good to me. I don't go a lot of places now that require them.
I didn't see anything in that decision, and I haven't read the entire 59 pages that says you can't wear a mask anymore. I must have missed that.
Yeah, but at the end of it, the judge did write, let's go, Brandon. I'm just kidding.
The other thing is, too, she's 35 years old and she'd never tried a case. So that makes her different from how many Obama appointees or how much trial experience do most Democrat judges have?
It should say she's 35 years old and she's off to a good start.
And she has common sense.
Yeah.
That's the most important thing, you know?
Yeah, in life.
Yeah, exactly. 844-500-4242, 617. Howie, I have a group of friends heading to Vegas for the week. Very happy we won't have to wear the masks on the plane, but I wonder if they will make us wear them anyway. I don't know. That's the question. I mean, I'm surprised, though, that the Brandon administration hasn't already gone out there and started thundering about how they're going to appeal the decision. It's kind of surprising. The polling, again, it's like forgiving all the student loan debt. It must be polling very badly to keep these mask orders in place, other than on the Globe message boards, I would think.
Yeah, I noticed that the Easter Bunny didn't have a mask on this morning, and that was a really bad sign for the movement.
Either
for the
Easter
cause.
Bunnies, Birther Bunny or the regular Easter Bunny.
And they were real close to Joe Biden. When he started talking, they got within 6 feet for sure. They were within 6 inches.
All right. Now, every Monday at this time, we like to check in on our fan mail, our mash notes from the listeners, the viewers, the readers of all of our stuff. It can be to me, to Grace, to Taylor, to Jared, to anybody on the Howie Carr Radio Network. And we call it, we have a special intro for it.
It's time for Howie Carr's Hate Mail Monday. Let the hate flow through you.
All right. So some of these are voicemails. Or emails or something left on a message board. They can come from anywhere, can't they, Grace?
Yes, they can. And they came from everywhere today. And by the way, Hate Mail Monday is brought to you by the 110 Grill. With over 35 locations in the Northeast, you are sure to find a location near you. They have a huge gluten-free menu, too. So if you're watching your waistline, they have you covered. To find a location, go to 110grill.com.
Grace, I got a call today from the 413 area code right to my cell phone. I don't know how they get my cell phone number, but it's okay. Because the woman said, can I get a 110 Grill? I was in the car on Thursday or Friday when you were doing the 110 Grill cheap bastard deal. And I said, no, they're all gone. I said, what you do is go to HowieCarshow.com, click on Tire Tutor and get on our email list. And then you get a heads up when we're going to do it again. Right?
Wow, that lady had the VIP line. She just called up your cell?
It's somewhere on the internet, my cell phone number, Grace, because I get a call about once a week. But anyway, if you get on the email list, you know, go to HowieCarshow.com, put in your email address, you will be entered to win a $50 prize every weekday in the month of April from either me or Grace. We both give it away on our shows. And today's winner, by the way, is Mimi. Mimi, you have won if you're on the mailing list.
I love that name, Mimi.
Mimi. And so Mimi, all the Mimis that are on the list, go to your email. And if you have an email from store@howiecarshow.com, you have won $50.
The money is mine. I have the money. The money is mine.
Imagine if you're Mimi and you signed up and you're not that Mimi. What are the odds?
You'll be sad.
You'll feel very unlucky today. All right, let's get to Hate Mail Monday.
Nana!
I want to start with Howie's column, the deep state going berserk over Musk's bold move.
Yes.
Let's start with the first complaint. Another rambling, babbling diatribe by Howie. A bleep kisser's plea to let Benedict Donald out of Twitter timeout. Rebuttal, sir?
I want to let everybody out of Twitter timeout, including the Babylon Bee, Tucker Carlson, all the physicians who spoke out against the cult of COVID over the last couple of years. I want my my tweet about Nancy Pelosi's father and his mob connections in Baltimore. I want that posted.
You want it reinstated?
Yes.
All right. Another person writes, more MAGA moaning from the king of whiny goobers has been Howie. Now your primary job is to let the cult know when Dear Leader will be on Hannity. Wow, that's a sad, sad fall. How's Truth Social working out? I thought the clown show was going to replace Twitter with that. Newsflash, MAGA is for losers.
I mentioned that when I was in Mar-a-Lago on Wednesday night, I saw the president and he said, I'm going to be on Hannity tonight. And I mentioned that as an example, that in the old days, before he was banned from Twitter, he would just, you know, type that in and hit the send button, and 70 million people would see it automatically. It is the town square, and it needs to be free. Even if you don't believe in the Soviet Union and Venezuela and Cuba.
Well, Howie, some people think you're just being obnoxious. Cut to.
Hey, I have another trash column. Yeah, Joe Dementia, is that what you call him? What are you, a friggin' doctor, you piece of crap? You're just an obnoxious old man. You've been that way your whole friggin' life. And by the way, you fight that stupid trash paper of yours. Yeah, it's got about as much information as nobody. By the way, I don't know if you're listening to this message or not, but go to hell, you...
Have another cocktail.
Obnoxious old man, O-O-M.
What exactly was his complaint there?
That I do not know.
And you know, do you think it's been easy all these years, Grace, of day after day of arduous 12 hours of finger pointing and yelling at the sky? You think that's easy?
No.
It's wearing on me.
You're so brave. We're so lucky for your courage.
I'm doing it for you.
Another person's questioning your sports knowledge. Cut three.
You know, the Red Sox are a totally woke organization. They don't like the fans, the people who've been sitting in the bleachers since the Impossible Dream, 1976.
Real sports fan you are. I think you confused the Impossible Dream with the year you voted for Jimmy Carter.
Double whammy. You got it wrong and you voted for Jimmy Carter.
No, I don't know. I thought I said, or I meant to say, I meant it to be comma 1976. I meant it to be 1975, I think.
Are you editorializing your own radio show?
This isn't MSNBC, sir. We just played it.
No, I'm
Are
just
you
saying.
Submitting a retraction?
No, I'm just saying I should have paused longer between Impossible Dream and then 1976.
Okay, that's Jen Psaki. Howie's like, context is important, guys. Context matters.
I meant Robert Goulet.
I did get the wrong year, though.
Dream.
It should have been 1975. The second one should have been 1975. But I guess I got numerical dyslexia, 67-76.
Howie.
Joe Biden has that same problem sometimes.
One person wrote back to your column about Biden emptying our pockets. How does Howie show his fat, ugly, privileged face in public after posting this crap? It's mind-boggling.
You know what? I do it. I wear a baseball cap so I don't get any more sunburns.
Another person wrote, exactly, how is Biden responsible for inflation? More Howie right-wing BS.
John Harwood admitted in his column, you don't get to be a bigger bum kisser than John Harwood, and he admitted it in his column today.
And did he though? He seemed to be making a lot of excuses for Joe. He said Joe couldn't really control.
He said even Democrats are now admitting that they pumped too much money into the economy, and that that's one reason why inflation is out of control.
Yeah, Howie. But then he also said that a way to help Joe Biden would be if Joe Manchin would help him pass Build Back Better, which I don't know if anyone's looked into that, but there's a lot of money involved.
So
did you read the whole Harwood piece? It's pretty.
No, I can't.
You should, Howie.
His father was a bum kisser apologist for the deep state, and John Harwood has followed in his tradition.
The first paragraph alone would make you want to pull your hair out. All right, let's play. Speaking of inflation, Howie, you do a lot of segments on this, and I'm sure you're going to do your Thank You, Brandon tonight.
Yes, we are.
Some people don't like you talking about inflation. This is cut four.
Come on, Howie. You sound like an old biddy. Oh, the price of this is going up. Oh, I remember years ago it was so much cheaper. It's all supply and demand. What an old fool.
I never say, I remember years ago. You know what I say? I say, I remember before January 20th, 2021.
That's my frame of reference. Howie,
you don't have to remember Jimmy Carter to remember when prices were low, you know. And by the way, the Democrats who keep saying things are going to look up, where everything's going to work out well. Do you remember how the Republicans in 1982 lost, I think, 36 seats in the House of Representatives because Reagan hadn't gotten Jimmy Carter's inflation under control? And everybody knew that the inflation was all on Jimmy Carter, but they were still pissed, and they voted against Republicans. In this case, the inflation only started 15 months ago. How do the Democrats think they're going to get away from this?
Very good point. Howie, I had a guest on my show, Jack Posobiec, and he retweeted the cut, and here were some of the comments beneath it. I turn off the radio when Grace comes on because of the up-talking and immaturity. I'm sorry, let me repeat that. I turn off the radio when Grace comes on because of the up-talking and the immaturity, including when she's on Howie Carr's show, whose coattails she rode into getting her own show. No thanks.
What did he retweet? What did he make?
He just retweeted the interview and said, "Thanks for having me on, Grace." And another person wrote, "Her voice goes right through me, but Howie is awesome."
Thank you. Be kinder to Grace.
Yeah, thanks, Howie.
She wrote in on my coattails. You know?
Yeah, I wrote in. Let's also play cut five. I have a sense that this might be sarcastic.
I'm so glad that Grace is so glad to be taking over the show with Grace's news.
He doesn't sound like he's actually so glad. And last but not least, Howie, we have cut one.
Hey, Howie, you're a wiener.
No, I'm not a wiener.
Oh, we got to cut that out. I am not a crook.
I'm a hot Italian sausage with peppers and onions.
All right, Howie, that's it for Hate Mail Monday, but I'll be listening for the rest of the show.
All right. Thank you, Grace. I love MyPillow's products. I sleep with their pillows. I wear their slippers. I dry off with their towels. But there's one thing that makes my night complete, and that's their Giza Dream Sheets. They're luxurious and soft and help me sleep so well. MyPillow's sheets are made with the world's best cotton called Giza. They're ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable. Trust me, once you try them, you'll never want to sleep on anything else again.
These sheets are really awesome. If you don't trust Howie, you can trust me because I have these sheets and I love them. I also love their pajamas, Howie, and their towels. All of their products are really top shelf, but the sheets are just extraordinary and they keep you cool if you're a hot sleeper.
The slippers are damn good too, I must say. Giza Dream Sheets come in a variety of sizes and colors. This is the best offer they've ever had for their Giza Dream Sheets. The offer is 60% off as low as $39.99. This is for a limited time only, so please take advantage of it before it ends. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square. You'll find this amazing offer and deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, towel sets, and more. They even come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Call 800-658-4965 or go to MyPillow.com. Don't forget the code word Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Want more Howie? Click the Howie Cam on HowieCarrShow.com. He's the smartest guy in the room.
I think Papa has it all figured out. Figured out and wrapped up in tissue paper with pink ribbons on it.
Howie Carr is back.
What? Thank you, Jen. You said about this mask ruling out of a federal court in Florida that it's a disappointing decision, and you say you continue to recommend that people wear masks. Why is it that we can sit here in the White House briefing room with no masks, but people can't sit in an airplane cabin with no masks?
Well, Peter, I'm not a doctor.
That was pretty good. So they're not going to appeal this decision. Is that the message I'm hearing here?
You're not a doctor. That I'm aware of, if you're a doctor. I wasn't aware of that today, until today. Okay, not a doctor. Just making sure.
Laugh now, Jen. When you get over to MSNBC, your ratings are going to be nothing to laugh about, nothing to write home about. They're going to be nothing, period. 917. Rule number one, Republicans are responsible for everything. Rule number two, Democrats are not responsible for anything. Isn't that the truth? 844.
Oh, my God. They let the Easter Bunny take the podium at the press briefing.
Which Easter Bunny? The birthing bunny or the other bunny?
The other bunny. I'm not sure if there's any audio. I haven't been able to listen to it. But
okay.
Nope.
No. Oh, there was no...
Who knows who's under here? No more
bunny. There
was bunny
no audio from the from Harvey in the famous movie about the giant rabbit. All right, 844-500-4242. I want to play the... this is a flashback from Mika on Morning Joe. This took a while to get out. This is from 2017, but it perfectly sums up their attitude about Twitter. How they want to be able to control all of the narrative about whether it's COVID. They've driven all these people on the Boston Globe message board insane because they don't get the other side of the story, and they wanted to cover up the Hunter Biden laptop. They wanted to promote the Russian collusion hoax. I mean, it's the Ministry of Truth, and Mika, who's not the brightest bulb on the Christmas tree. Obviously, Morning Joe's third wife, she let the cat out of the bag back in 2017 about, I don't even know who she's talking about. I think it's Trump, but she might as well be talking about Elon Musk today. Cut six.
Well, and I think that the dangerous, edges here are that he's trying to undermine the media, trying to make up his own facts. And it could be that while unemployment and the economy worsens, he could have undermined the messaging so much that he can actually control exactly what people think. And that is our job.
Yeah. If you look at the issues, Yamiche is right. He's doing exactly what he said.
That is our job, to tell people what to think. That's our job. Don't forget that. I know what year the Impossible Dream Team was. I assume everybody knew what that was. That's why I didn't mention it. I said the Impossible Dream, meaning I thought everybody knew that. Even if you weren't born, you knew it was 67. It's like knowing about the Black Sox. It was 1919, right? 844-500-4242. Dem saying things aren't bad reminds me of the Rodney Dangerfield joke. My ship finally came in. Unfortunately, I was at the airport. The only people the ship is coming in for are the illegal aliens. They're in like Flynn. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.